Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service. Authors, Kristen Anderson and Ron Zemke. Customers are demanding, and they have every right to be. Today's customers have more options and less time than ever before. If your organization doesn't offer what they need or want, if you don't interact with them in a manner that meets or exceeds their expectations, or if you aren't quick about it, they will just walk down the street or let their fingers surf the internet and do business with one of your competitors. The fundamental principles of Knock Your Socks Off Service. Knock Your Socks Off Service is the kind of service that makes a positive, lasting impression on your customers. Takes more than simple courtesy. Much more. The first fundamental is understanding what good service is from your customer's point of view. What you do, how you do it, and how well it must be done, and then do it again and again. Those are fundamental as well. Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service means creating a positive, memorable experience for every customer, exceeding expectations, and satisfying needs in such a way that you're seen as easy to do business with. It means looking for opportunities to wow and delight your customer in unique and unexpected ways. The customer who experiences all that will be your customer again and again. When you deliver Knock Your Socks Off Service, everybody wins. Your customer, your company, and you. Getting yourself organized. It's helpful to have a framework that captures the multiple service factors that determine the quality of a customer's experience with your company. Experts found that customers evaluate service quality on 5 factors. 1. Reliability. The ability to provide what was promised, dependably, and accurately. As a reliable service, promises can and should be managed. Once you know what your customers do and don't expect, the promises they expect you to keep, you're in a position to shape your customers' expectations to match what you can do for them. When you do that well, your customer perceives that your services are reliable. 2. Assurance. The knowledge and courtesy you show to your customers and your ability to convey trust, competence, and confidence. When you provide Knock Your Socks Off Service, your actions assure customers that they are doing business with a well-trained, skillful service professional. Customers know that they can trust you because of the competence and confidence you display in your work. Today, customers expect to be reassured by the people they deal with. And that takes more than mastery of a few simple people skills. It's the combination of both style and substance that wins the accolades and brings customers back again and again. 3. Tangibles. The physical facilities and equipment and your own and others' appearance. In every service encounter, there are tangibles that affect the way customers judge the quality of the service you're providing. One of the major complications in providing service comes from the fact that so much of it is intangible. If a customer asks for directions in a hotel or a strange town, and you point, that's intangible. Drawing a map is a way to make the service tangible. 4. Empathy. The degree of caring and individual attention you show customers. Customers want to be treated as individuals. No one wants to be treated like a number being served by a machine. Recognizing your customers' emotional states helps you figure out the best way to effectively and professionally serve them. 5. Responsiveness. The willing to help customers promptly. Today, responsive action, doing things in a timely fashion, is more crucial than ever. Just look around at the number of businesses that have been created to get things done quickly. Domino's became America's largest pizza company by meeting its 30-minute or $3 off guarantee. LensCrafters optical stores promise custom-crafted eyeglasses in about an hour, and Federal Express won international success by delivering things absolutely, positively, and overnight. As adults, we recognize that annoying habits and behaviors are not only bad manners. They also can get you into serious trouble, especially on the job. Knock Your Socks Off is a positive philosophy, but part of serving well is knowing what not to do. There are 10 sins that you can control. 1. I don't know. Customers expect you to know everything about the products you sell. 2. I don't care. Customers want you to care about serving them. 3. I can't be bothered. Actions really do speak louder than words. Believe it. 4. I don't like you. The more aggressively obnoxious your behavior is, the more memorable it will be for your customer, for all the wrong reasons. 5. I know it all. Knowledge is a tool to help you serve customers better, not a bludgeon with which you beat them into submission. 6. You don't know anything. There are no dumb questions. Only dumb answers. 7. We don't want your kind here. Regardless of class or category, every customer is an individual who wants and deserves to be treated with courtesy and respect. 8. Don't come back. The purpose of serving customers well is to convince them to come back again and again. 9. I'm right, you're wrong. Customers are not always right, of course, but it doesn't cost you anything to give them the benefit of the doubt. 10. Hurry up or wait. Respect your customer's time, and you'll find they will respect you in return. Listening is a skill. Use it. Most of us listen to only about 25% of what we hear. What happens to the other 75%? We tune it out. In one ear and out the other. It's as if we've never heard it. Listening is so important. It's amazing how seldom we practice it well. But since good service involves listening, understanding, and responding to customers, good listening is an important skill of knock your socks off service. 9 times you should thank the customer. Like all your knock your socks off service practitioners, you should thank the customer on a variety of occasions. 1. When they do business with you. 2. When they compliment you. 3. When they offer comments or suggestions. 4. When they try a new product or service. 5. When they recommend you to a friend. 6. When they are patient. 7. When they help you serve them better. 8. When they complain to you. 9. When they make you smile. Fair fix the problem. You may think, I'll never be able to be an effective problem solver. I don't have the talent. Wrong. Problem solving is a skill, not a talent. Effective problem solvers have simply learned to use their skill. To practice and hone your problem solving skills, we recommend using a 3-step framework. Listen, probe, solve. Step 1. Listen. The importance of good listening cannot be overstated. In a problem-solving situation, you are listening for 2 reasons. First, to allow your customers to vent their frustration or irritation, part of the fix the person process. And second, to find out about the real problem, which may be obvious, but sometimes isn't. Step 2. Probe. Ask questions about anything you may not understand or need clarified. Then, when you feel you have identified and clearly understood the problem, repeat it back to the customer. Step 3. Solve. Involving customers in generating solutions not only starts to rebuild the relationship, but also gives them the feeling that your business really is interested in satisfying their needs. You'll find that most customers bring a sense of fair play with them and will often expect far less than you'd think. Always be learning. Think of lifelong learning as a personal customer service workout program. Just as with any form of effective cross-training, your fitness regimen should cover several interrelated areas. There are 4 basics: technical skills, interpersonal skills, product and service knowledge, and customer knowledge. All are going to be critical to your success. Knock your socks off service. It costs 5 times more to attract a new customer than it does to keep one you already have. If you don't interact with your customers in a manner that meets or exceeds their expectations, they'll just walk down the street and do business with one of your competitors. And if you don't have customers, you don't have a job.